Hey, what's going on, guys? We are live. I am the Dingus. I'm joined by my wife, Danny.
Hey, everyone.
No technical difficulties tonight, I hope.
Hopefully.
And as usual, I'm trying to share this thing out. So if I'm looking down and looking clueless, that's because I'm ill-prepared and not ready to be doing this as usual. But everybody should be able to hear us.
I hope so.
You could hear me earlier, right?
Earlier.
I shaved my head for you guys. I shaved my face. I look nice and shiny. Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Dingus, Bill, because everybody just calls me the Dingus. And it kind of fits.
I don't call you that.
What do you call me?
I can't say that. There might be children listening.
We did a lot of moving today.
I can hear and see you. Yay!
It was like a really rough day. And I told Danny like an hour ago that we're still doing the podcast. And she had a lot of choice words for me. And not some very nice names either. She was not happy we were doing this live, but we blew it off the last couple weeks, and we wanted to get it in this week.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's going to be a little shorter than usual. We'll go over some really quick news, some Disney news, and then we're going to discuss Disney Plus, because that's all we watch now. Well, we watch a lot
of it. That's not true at all.
Yeah, we're actually stuck on Netflix right now, aren't we?
No, we're watching AMC. We're watching Mad Men.
Oh, that's right, Mad Men. Yeah. We've been putting that off for years and finally started doing that this week.
Yeah.
So we're doing a lot of Mad Men. All right, so as far as Disney news goes, I guess the biggest news is they're removing some more stuff in the parks. They're removing some of the stuff from Jungle Cruise. You know, we all know that they're trying to get a little more PC, which is great. But, you know, some of the older stuff like Peter Pan and Jungle Cruise and what they remove before that? Oh, Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
They plan on moving. I'm not really thrilled with them changing that stuff because it goes along with the movies that were presented years ago.
But they got rid of the Splash Mountain movie a long time ago, so a lot of people probably wouldn't even make the connection of what it was.
Well, you know what's funny is because the Splash Mountain one's not nearly as bad as Jungle Cruise or... I mean, we used to say it all the time when they announced the whole thing with Splash Mountain, like, they're going to hit Jungle Cruise and they're going to hit Peter Pan soon because the depiction of the Indians in Peter Pan is a little extreme.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can understand why a lot of people would be upset, but if it was a ride they put out today and that's the way they depicted them, I could see it being a little more outrageous, but it's still showing the story from back then.
But kids don't understand that. Like, they're seeing it as happening right now, so I think that's the issue, is that kids don't get the context the way that we would.
Yeah, that's true. It still bums me out a little bit because, you know, you watch the movies. Everybody watches the movies over and over again, and when you go on the ride, you want the ride to look the same as the movies.
But... my point with Splash Mountain is that people aren't seeing that movie now anyway. I don't even, I think I might've seen it like a really long time ago, but I barely remember it.
I don't know if I ever saw the whole thing.
So you're not correlating Splash Mountain to that movie?
No, not Splash Mountain, but definitely Jungle Cruise. Well, Jungle Cruise isn't really a movie.
There wasn't a movie. They just made one.
They're making a movie. Yeah. But anyway, I just don't love the fact that they're eliminating all this stuff. Cause it opens up like a Pandora's box. Like, what's next?
Yeah,
you just start nitpicking everything.
Yeah, you got to draw a line somewhere.
I mean, I'm German, and I don't get upset over the Lederhosen and Bratwurst over in Germany and Epcot.
But they don't have, like, Nazis and
that's
Hitler
true.
Over there, so
that's
there's
true.
A line drawn there.
As far as, like, crazy for Disney news, though, we're going to Disney.
We are.
We weren't going to go. I don't even think we were planning on going this year at all.
No, I just sort of like brought it up in passing last week. Like, hey, wouldn't it be nice to get some sunshine?
It's been a really cold, lonely winter. I think yesterday it was like minus 13 with a wind chill.
Oh, my God.
So last week, Danny kind of looked over at me and was like, what do you think about going to Florida for the week? And I was immediately on my phone making plans and reservations at Disney. So we set it up. We're going to go February 14th. We're going to be there for a week. staying at our usual place. We will not be staying on property.
Doing a romantical Valentine's dinner.
We are. I probably shouldn't say where it is.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you think people are going to like...
Because like if Bill Garrity or Barry Cellfounder down there, they're going to be looking in there. The window trying to peek.
No, they're not.
We're going to go to Paddlefish on Valentine's Day and leave the kids home. I actually like Fulton's better. When it used to be Fulton's.
I just like the atmosphere. We only ate at Fulton's once. Or no.
No, we ate there a number of times.
No, we ate at Paddlefish once, I meant.
Yeah, and we didn't love it.
That's because I got a drink.
It tastes like pickle juice.
It was like some sort of cucumber cocktail that tasted like pickles. So I won't get that this time.
Yeah, stay away from that,
it's
please.
It's a beautiful atmosphere, though. Like, they could literally feed me, like...
What?
I don't know. I almost said, like, dog food. No, I wouldn't eat
because you'll eat anything.
But... That's not true. But I would... They could give me, like, a hamburger, and I would be happy. Because it's, like, a nice atmosphere, and it's pretty...
Yeah, we love looking out at the water when we're in Disney Springs. We used to love going to the boathouse quite a bit. And, yeah, Paddlefish will be very nice, so we're looking forward to it. We're going to do 7 days down there. We're going to probably do 1 day in Universal and probably 4 days in Disney. If you see us in the parks, as usual, we'll have swag with us. We have tons of swag.
We do.
We have magnets. We have stickers. We have buttons. We have all sorts of stuff. So if you see us, stop us, say hi.
Yeah,
we'll have something
for
you.
And see people.
Not all people though.
Most people.
Yeah, that's true. We see Barry down there. We run the opposite way.
Stop it.
So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. We're going to drive. Danielle's not comfortable flying yet with the whole COVID thing. So we're going to drive down there with two kids. And our car's not huge.
And road rage over here. So that'll be fun.
I've been a lot better. I've not been super road ragey these days.
Actually, the last time we drove down, you were okay, too.
Yeah, we were talking about doing an overnight on the way down and splitting it up. But I think we're actually going to go all the way down and do it in one shot and get the most we can out of Disney. Because I hate, like, when you drive because it's usually 2 days if you're going to split it up.
Yeah.
I'd rather just get 1 day and get down there and get some warmth.
I agree. I'm trying to keep up with these comments. You should take Danny to Cosmic Rays on Valentine's Day. Barry, I love you, but that's why you're still single.
Oh, that hurts. That was kind of cold. Burn on Barry. Yeah, but we're definitely looking forward to it. Obviously, the warm weather, Disney... We haven't been there. You haven't been there in a year.
Since last January, more than a year.
Yeah, a little more than a year.
I guess I've gone, and I don't even know how long.
I was down there a couple times in 2020. I think the last time was June, around June.
I don't know.
I went down when Disney reopened after the COVID shutdown. I went down there for a few days to do the grand opening. I felt very safe then, so I'm sure I'll feel very safe now. You feel pretty safe about going, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen enough people go down there and you know, say that they felt really comfortable and really safe. So I feel like as long as we're taking the precautions, we're good.
Yeah, Disney does a really good job of keeping people separated. Mm-hmm. They have those sanitation stations everywhere where you can get the Purell. Everybody's wearing their mask. And I've actually heard since I was down there last that they're a little more they're really on people. If you pull the mask down, they really get upset.
As they should be.
Yeah, because one of the things I noticed when I was down there last time is people would use getting a drink or something to eat as an excuse not to wear the mask.
Yeah, and you said they're really cracking down on that now.
Yeah, so now if you get something to eat, whether it be a pretzel or just a water or whatever, they want you to be stationary away from everybody else. Then you can pull your mask down. Whereas before, I don't know how many people I saw going down Main Street with like an ice cream cone just with the mask down, just walking around all over the place.
That's the purpose.
Yeah, it's a little bit tough that way, especially if you're nervous with it. Like, you know, I'm not as nervous, but there's people like Danielle's a little more nervous than I am. And, you know, so you don't want to make those people feel uncomfortable either.
Right.
So we're looking forward to getting down there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're just leaving. And we're also giving away a Mulan Blu-ray.
Oh.
I thought it was a Mulan DVD, but it's actually a Blu-ray.
Very nice. We haven't even watched it yet.
You know what?
Wait,
the cartoon.
Is that the cartoon?
That's the cartoon.
Oh, when did you get that?
We've got two of them. We're going to give away the Mulan Blu-ray. We're going to have the secret word is going to be Mushu. Is that the name?
I don't even know.
If you PM me that, you will be entered to win it. We'll give it away on our next show. We're not doing one next week because we're going every other week. And we wouldn't do one next week anyway because it's Super Bowl Sunday.
And the week after that, we're going to be It's Valentine's Day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
we'll have to do a Saturday show from Florida.
If we're there. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Let you guys know. As far as the show, we were going to talk about Disney Plus. We're trying to cut down on our TV budget. We had DirecTV, we had Hulu, mm-hmm. Netflix. What was the CBS On Demand or?
I don't know. Did we pay for that?
Yeah, we had YouTube Red.
Well, that was only because of Cobra Kai, and we canceled it, and now it's on Netflix.
And you know what? We're the worst with. We'll get like that 7-day free trial. Or 30-day free trial.
You're the worst with that.
I'm the worst with it.
I set reminders in my phone if I sign up for something. But for some reason...
You can just blame me?
Well, no. It's just that like you are on your phone constantly, but for some reason you don't know how to use it to like set reminders in your calendar.
I'm just lazy. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So, you know, last year we decided we're going to kind of cut back on our TV budget. So we got rid of DirecTV. We got rid of YouTube Red. And when Disney Plus came up, yeah, we kind of thought about it. It was a $70 purchase, which isn't awful for the year. Mm-hmm. But we were kind of looking at it. Like, initially, you're looking at it as all the Disney movies, which we own just about every single one on Blu-ray. So we were a little bit on the fence. But when they started announcing, like, shows like The Mandalorian, the stuff with Pixar, the Jeff Goldblum show, which I still got to finish watching.
Oh, yeah. We really enjoyed that.
Yeah, the Imagineer stuff. We decided to go for it. And so far, we've been really thrilled with it. We watched all The Mandalorian. I watched all The Mandalorian.
Yeah, I didn't watch this season.
She mocks me.
I'm not mocking you. Listen, I mocked you because you have watched that last scene about 800 times.
I don't want to blow that for anybody, but if you watch The Mandalorian season 2, the very last episode, there's a really big reveal. And the day it happened, Danielle watched it with me and said I was like a little squirrel girl. Jumping up and down and thrilled about it. And then...
and then you watched it like 17 more times.
I've rewound exactly that last 20 minutes and watched it at least...
He even showed his mom when she was here last week. Like, she cares.
Why are you gonna mock me for?
It was so funny because I know she was just like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, and what did you call it? My what?
You're getting your dork jollies.
My dork jollies. Because I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. I thought that was awesome. But, you know, we've also watched recently, we watched Pixar Popcorn.
Yes, that was super cute.
I had one. I mean, it was almost too short, though. If you guys haven't seen it yet, they're these little, they're not even shorts. They're like blips.
Yeah, they're like
under 2 minutes.
2 minutes, yeah.
I think there was like 12 of them. And they featured Toy Story, Incredibles.
The Toy Story one with the little workout was so cute.
That was very cute. Yeah. And they were, it was nice because you could watch 12 of them in about a half hour. We had them all down in one shot. Yeah. I started watching The Imagineers. Has been really good. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
The other day, I watched a little bit of the show called Props. I think it's called Props.
Oh, is that the thing that we were watching?
The Tron thing.
Yeah.
And cool. It's basically this guy goes through and finds all these old Disney props. They have Mary Poppins. They have Tron. They have a bunch of other ones. That was really interesting. And I was also a big fan of the Jeff Goldblum show.
Yeah, that was cool.
But we stopped watching that for some reason. Right, because we split up.
No, it was way before that.
Way before that? Yeah. We just got lazy?
No, I think, didn't we watch them all? And then
no.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we tailed off.
It might be because there's like 8,000 things to watch.
Yeah, and we also watched Soul recently.
That was great.
Is it all right to just talk about that? Or is that too spoiler time? I don't know if Toddie's watching. She'll get upset if there's spoilers.
I don't think we need to spoil it. I mean, I'm assuming most people have seen it by now, but it was very, very good.
Barry wants to know what episode we're on now. Barry, what episode of what? Okay. What show are you talking about?
What episode are you on now? Oh, no. That's Chris. He asked Barry what episode he was on. So what?
Oh, Mandalorian. He's way behind.
Is he really?
Yeah, Barry calls himself a Star Wars fan. He's still in season one of Mandalorian.
He might have a life.
Barry?
You got mad at me for saying what I said before, and now you're saying he doesn't even have a life.
WandaVision, we've been watching that. We haven't watched this week's episode.
We watched this week's and I heard it was amazing.
I love it. I know it confuses a lot of people because it's like the old-timey shows and it doesn't bring up a lot of stuff that brings in the Marvel Universe. It brings up the Marvel Universe in very unique ways and you really got to pay attention to it. And actually what I have to do is, because I'm not a huge comic book nerd, I actually go back and watch, you know, I'll go online and figure out what all the Easter eggs are, what they were trying to kind of squeeze in there. But the show itself is just done really well. Like the old 50s.
Yeah.
They did a 50s one. It was kind of like.
No, but then it went into like they're doing like
each decade almost.
Yeah, cool.
And each show's done really well. It's a quality show. It's very funny. And then it's got a lot of really cool Marvel references that throughout the show that keep you very interested. We got to watch. We'll probably watch this week's tomorrow.
Okay.
And then, because we're stuck on Mad Men.
It's so, like, yeah, we're sucked right in.
We're big suckers for, like, watching, binge watching stuff. And that's the one downfall with Disney. I hate that they haven't done that, where they go week to week.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to wait every week to watch WandaVision.
Well, Hulu does that, too. It's like, and even, like, so I love Shameless, and this is the last season. I have not watched one episode of Shameless because I want to be able to binge watch the season, so I'm just not watching it. You could do that if you wanted to with Mandalorian or WandaVision or whatever.
The problem with that stuff is you always see somebody mention something online.
That's why I just, like... Scroll right through.
Like I'm so careful, as exciting as that was when they had that big reveal at the end of Mandalorian, I was very careful not to say anything to anybody. Like, even when I talked to, like, Bill Garrity or Barry Selfon about it, I just gave him hints, like, oh, you gotta make sure you watch it. I didn't tell him what happened or what was going on, because, you know, people want to have that same excitement. They might not be able to watch it week to week like we do. And that's tough, you know, if you're waiting week after week after week. You just want to get it all over in one shot. And WandaVision is the same way. Like, every week I hate waiting to see what's going to happen.
I mean, I'm not that invested in it. Like, I like watching it, but I'm not like, oh my God, I have to see what happens next.
Well, you're not a huge Marvel person either, though. That's another dork, Jolly.
But you're not either. You just said, like, you're not even into,
well,
like...
I'm big into the movies. I'm just not big into the comics.
Yeah, but you don't know all the backstory of everything. Like, you had to look up a lot of stuff, too.
I'm not a huge nerd. I'm just a semi-nerd.
You're just a dork jolly person.
I'm a dork jolly person.
But can we talk about the most important thing on Disney Plus?
What's that?
Hamilton!
Oh, yeah. Hamilton was released. How long ago was that? It was six months ago?
It was July 4th of last year.
And...
Or maybe July 3rd. It was, like, that... weekend.
Yeah, Danny and Maya are obsessed with this thing. And to be honest, I sing it a little bit too.
A lot, actually.
Should I sing now?
No. Nobody wants to hear that.
I do a good King George, don't I?
No.
No.
You don't even get all the words right.
It's because I have a whiny, nasally voice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
For sure.
But yeah, just for that alone, I think you guys would have spent $70 for Disney Plus.
I think that was, like, the only thing we watched for, like, months on Disney Plus.
You guys.
Yeah, us. Yeah.
Yeah, Danielle and Maya, when they were living on their own. I mean, Hamilton
all
was on almost daily.
And it's always on in the car. But, you know, I was saying to her the other day, like, can you imagine what the pandemic would have been like without Hamilton? It brought her so much, like, happiness and joy. And it's, like, something that she, see, Christina knows. Please don't sing. You know,
so
she
mean.
Talks to her friends about it. She's making plays. She's, like, in Roblox yesterday. She built a whole theater for Hamilton. She, like, half of her wardrobe is Hamilton now. Like, it makes her happy. So it's awesome. I wish they would do that with more shows, because it's so awesome that, like, it gave people the chance to be able to see a show that they wouldn't have otherwise been able to see.
Yeah, because you looked into it. How much were tickets before all this craziness happened?
$800 to see Hamilton. It was like,
for one person?
Yeah. It was ridiculous. And when they came here, when they did, like, the traveling show, it was sold out, like, immediately.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not big into musicals, but I watched it. And I loved it.
It's so good. I mean, it's like different. I mean, I've been into musical theater for a long time. It's so different from anything else, and it's so good.
Toddy is on.
Hi, Toddy.
Hi, Toddy. Yeah, it was really, the songs were really good. I know some people didn't like the rapping, which is mostly rapping.
It's not mostly. It's like a little mix of everything.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm getting soft, because I like Greatest Showman, too.
That doesn't mean you're soft. It just means that you have taste.
Yeah, I have no taste. With you, I have taste. But other than that, I'm like a big loser.
Wicked would be amazing if they would put it on Disney Plus.
It's out, though. They did a Wicked, didn't they?
What do you mean they did a
Wicked? Like, they have a movie of Wicked, don't they?
No.
No?
No.
We watched Rent.
We did watch Rent.
I wasn't thrilled with that.
Well, that's because you have no taste.
Well, which is it? I have no taste or I have taste. You can't have it both ways. Yeah, so we love our Disney Plus. If you haven't got it yet, I highly, highly recommend it. I think it's actually become better than Netflix, especially since Netflix lost The Office.
Oh,
that's another thing we pay for now, Peacock.
We pay for Peacock just like prime, like not even primarily, solely so that we can watch The Office and we go to sleep at night.
You know what the funny thing is with those channels like Netflix and Hulu? It has made us become the laziest people on the planet. We had, my son was over tonight, and we decided we want to watch Just Go With It, the Adam Sandler movie. And we checked to see if we had it on Hulu or Netflix or whatever. And we had it, they had it on nothing. So Danny and the kids go, oh, we'll just watch something else.
And it was literally like 2 feet away from us.
Yeah, we own the movie on Blu-ray, like 5 feet away. And I had to physically get up and put it in the Blu-ray player. And I was actually upset because we had to flip through like the coming attractions. So yeah, it's made us super lazy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That isn't the first time that's happened where there's been something on.
Well, it happens all the time, but it's so much easier to just like boop, 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 and then it's on.
And that makes me embarrassed.
Really? That makes me embarrassed?
Nothing embarrasses me, to be honest with you. Peacock, I think, Mary, oh boy. Is it?
I don't know.
I think it was like $8 a month, which isn't terrible, but. You know, we're basically just paying for that for The Office. And once again, we have The Office in DVD.
Yeah, but it's just easier to let it play and play. Because, like, we go through, we put it on at night, and it just plays all night.
Yeah, and the other thing that's kind of cool is they have a lot of extra stuff on the Peacock. They have, on season three, this is turning into, like, an NBC show. On season three, they have a lot of extra scenes that they don't have that you see normally on
really
cool. Comedy Central or whatever, or on Netflix.
And season three is the best season, so you get to have more of that.
And they have a lot of extras. They have a lot of bloopers and all sorts of nonsense. So it really is worth having. I believe the other thing we're going to wind up getting is going to be HBO Max. And the reason why that's worth it to me is because they're doing all their first-run movies are coming straight out on demand.
Yeah.
So, like Justice League, the new cut, and King Kong versus Godzilla. The Wonder Woman came out. And you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, so half of what you do is just watch TV and movies.
It's not like we're going to movies. Like what?
That's not true.
Well, no, but I mean, even if we go to the movies, it's cheap because we're going to see movies that were released like 20 years ago. So
yeah, that's a big difference because we've gone to two movies since all this pandemic started. We went to see... And this is the funny thing. We went to see movies that we own and we've seen a million times. We saw Toy Story, the original Toy Story. And a couple months ago.
Yep.
And then 2 weeks ago, we saw The Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
And even with the reduced ticket prices, I think the tickets were only like
$8. Yeah, but it's the food that gets you.
Yeah, the food was like $70. So, I mean, that's more than Disney Plus right there for one movie. But when Emperor's New Groove is on the big screen, you go see it.
Yeah, that was fun.
And Danny had never seen it before, which is embarrassing.
I saw parts of it, but never really paid attention.
It's funny how many people you see like about The Office. It's all everybody wants to see.
It's so good.
The free you know what, Bill? That's how they get you. You know, the free version of The Office where you only get one or two seasons. Then they suck you in and they make you buy the rest.
Right. Can you imagine like never having seen The Office and then binge watching the first two seasons and then never watching anymore?
No.
Like, the end of that second season is when Jim leaves.
Well, it's kind of funny because we got stuck in that situation years back. We watched Breaking Bad for the first time. And we got to the final season. And what were we watching? It AMC?
Yes, and it stopped halfway through. I mean, Breaking Bad's been on years ago, so I can say the part we were at, right?
Yeah.
So we were at the part where Hank discovered that
Walt was
actually
Heisenberg.
And then it like cut off and I was like, oh my God, I will pay any amount of money. I need to see the rest of this.
So I think we actually wound up buying each episode.
Yeah, for like, I think it was like $5 or I don't know how much it was.
It was not cheap.
I think we paid $30 for like the whole thing.
Man, we got sucked right in.
I didn't even care. I would have paid like $300 because I needed to know what happened.
That's how pathetic we are. But anyway, we're going to cut this short because Danny's tired. I'm tired.
We moved today.
We moved a lot. And like I said, we're not going to be on next week because of the Super Bowl and because we want to start doing this show every other week.
And then the following week, we have to see because that's the weekend we're traveling down to Florida and it's Valentine's Day. Maybe we'll do Monday night. Maybe we'll do Monday night from the parks.
Yeah, we'll do a live show from the parks one night. We'll figure out which day it is and we'll just do a quickie show from the parks. Last time, when I was on the other podcast, I did a live show from Galaxy's Edge. And you know what? That's not true. The last one I did was from Magic Kingdom, and they threw me out.
That's right.
I tried to do a live from the parking lot. Actually, it wasn't the parking lot. It was like right by the ferries.
Yeah, like in that, like where they have the bathrooms.
And yeah, as soon as the ferries get off, I set up my tripod, like so you could see the castle in the distance. I asked security. I'm like, you know, is this okay? The guy's like, yeah, it's fine. And
then they said no.
Like a minute, literally like 2 minutes before we went on the air, the guy came over with his boss and was like, I'm real sorry, you got to leave. So I had to grab all my equipment.
He came over with his boss?
Yeah, he got yelled at. You could tell he had that hangdog look, like he just got yelled at. And he had to give me back the swag that I gave him. He wasn't even allowed to keep that stuff. So he kicked me out. I had to do the last episode from the parking lot. I had it set up on the back of my aunt's trunk and doing it from the parking lot. So that was interesting. But we'll figure out a way. We'll do it either from Disney Springs or from the parks. We'll do something.
Yeah, and I see a bunch of people, like a bunch of locals and admins and stuff asking. We will definitely make sure that we see you guys. We miss you so much. And we'll figure out a time that maybe Disney Springs will do a night or something.
Yeah, and we'll let everybody know the day before we go to the park. We'll let everybody know we're going to Animal Kingdom or Magic Kingdom or where we're going.
Now, right? Because you have to make reservations and stuff. I feel like it would be easier to meet up in Disney Springs.
That's probably something we should have talked about, too, is the elimination of the annual passes.
Next. I
will just mention, if you got rid of your annual passes while this whole pandemic hit, like we did, because we weren't going to pay for them if we weren't going to use it, they are allowing you to re-up them at this time. Because when we get down there, we can start up our annual passes again. I don't know how long they're going to do that for. So if that's something you want to do, definitely get over there and do it.
Yeah.
You know, because we're annual pass holders. We've been annual pass holders for 4 years now?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and we got rid of them just because we didn't think we were going to go for a year. We didn't want to pay, you know.
What's the point of paying if we're not going to be there? It's silly.
And if you're going to go more than once a year, it's ridiculous
it's
not to
so
have them.
It's so worth it.
Between that and the discounts and everything else. I believe you're getting 10 to 15% off of food right now. And then I believe merchandise is 30% off. It probably doesn't count with Star Wars stuff, though, which really aggravates the hell out of me. Like, if you're going to do 30% off of merchandise, it should include Galaxy's Edge.
It doesn't?
No. Because I would build another lightsaber.
You look so upset.
I am a little bit upset. I want another lightsaber.
Well, look at how much merch you have. You don't need any more.
That's true. So anyway, guys, thanks for joining. We will let you guys know when we're going to be at the parks, when the next show will be, and we'll see you guys later.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye.